gets us some home improvement at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you, starting this hour with Jim in Glendale, Arizona. Welcome, Jim.
Morning. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Listen to you for several years.
Go ahead.
I finally have a question for you. So I'm installing a...
Now that you put me on the spot, let's see if I can help.
All right. I'm putting in a washing machine outlet box. It has a single lever copper valve. And you can either sweat it or use compression fittings. And I've always been a little leery on sweating valves. And I was wondering if it'd be all right to use compression fittings since it's going to be inside the wall.
Jim, and this is actually why we opened Rosie Remodeling. After 10 years of being out of actually doing the trade, we got back into it to, you know, there's code things and things, you know, if you don't use it, you lose it. And there was just some little things that used to be second, you know, just right off the top of their head that we have to think or go back to the book. But to answer your question, and the reason I went through all that, I don't think there's anything in a code book that says you can't put a compression fitting inside the wall, but I would check that. And yes, compression fittings are great, especially for the do-it-yourselfer, so you don't have to worry about getting a solder gun and heating up your copper pipe right next to your drywall or anything else that can ignite. So what I would do is call Glendale and make sure that there's nothing in your local municipality that's against that code, and then there's Sand Plumbing Supply on Grand Avenue, just inside Bell at 83rd Avenue. I'm sorry, just inside the 101 on 83rd Avenue. You could go over there and pick it up. And a compression fitting is exactly what it sounds like. You've got a little ring inside, and you've got you just crank it down from each side. You put a crescent wrench or, you know, whatever size wrench it is, it might be a 3/4, might not even be that big. And then you just tighten the other side, and it compresses this little ring on each side that bites into the copper a little bit. And they work great on waterproofing. And, we use them all the time when we're putting in or we're replacing an old turn valve, gate valve, and we're putting in a ball cock valve. They're great for that application. So I don't think there's any reason not to, but I would just make sure it's to code. You could even call Thunderbird Plumbing and Surprise and make sure that you're not in any code violation for that and go to town. I would assume that they're open today. Usually, I think they're only open until about noon, but, man, it's something you could drive down, pick up, and be done before this hour's over. From there, let's go to Max, and if you've got a question, you can get in at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Max, what are you working on?
Yes, question about air conditioning units. I have a home that I probably will not replace them, but it has two units. They're 18 years old, and they're train units. And I've had them inspected regularly, and they operate fine, except that the utility bills, especially in the summertime, are just through the roof. If I went through and replaced them, do you have to do them both at the same time, or can you do them one at a time?
You could absolutely do them one at a time. There's no reason you can't, but it's like most things. You know, you buy in bulk, you're going to save a little bit of money. Now, how much? Probably not a whole lot. If you need to spend that investment out over a couple of years, it's not going to be significant. But, you know, you've already got the technicians there, the trucks there. Generally speaking, if it's a roof mount, you know, the crane comes and they crane the AC unit onto the top. But usually on two units, they're not on the rooftop. So you've already got all the equipment, all the men there. So to do it both, you're saving in a lot of labor cost. But that's not a huge part of replacing your air conditioning unit. So, like I said, if you need to spend that investment over a couple of years, there's a great you absolutely can. There's nothing to say you have to do them both right now. But what you will definitely notice is if you do it that way, you're going to notice a significant improvement in one over the other, and you may be making your newer unit work harder because it's trying to keep up for your older unit that's you know, at 18 years old, yeah, honestly, you could probably nurse that unit along. We've seen units 50 years old last in Arizona. But are they efficient? Are they quiet? Is your vehicle you're driving right now 18 years old, or have you ever jumped 18 years from one vehicle to the next? It's huge improvements. You would never go backwards. You would never go from a 2010 car to a 92 car unless you were looking for something historic. And even then, it's not something you're driving daily. So you would never go backwards from that. We appreciate the call. We're talking Arizona gift giving. And in the last hour, we had a couple things left from the garden hour we were going to mention for gift giving. Starting in Tucson, the Magic Garden Nursery, they sent us a great list.
They do. They have Christmas ornaments and decorations. They have beautiful living Christmas trees. And they're Afghan pines, Eldorica pines. And they have local artists have some items there. So it's a great place to go look around to do your local shopping. And then
I love the local trees. Eventually, you know, when I start this, I'll be a couple of years behind. But each year I want to do a new tree every Christmas and plant it. And then by the time, you know, in 18 years, when Remy's 18, on the south side of our property, we'll have this big pine screen, and one each year for
it'll go faster than you think, but...
And then I'm 2 years behind. So the next year we're going to plant three at one time. We're going to get that started 2015.
And it's just really wonderful to buy the poinsettias that everybody likes to buy locally instead of just going to a big box store. They're in better shape and they've been grown in this climate. Harper's carries them. And then up in Flagstaff area, there's Warner's. They have fresh cut Christmas trees. They have live potted trees. They have fresh wreaths and garlands and rosemary cones. Can't go wrong.
Jump on the line now at 1-888-ROSIE4U.
Hey, Dad.